Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. This is Amin Muhammad. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is our show, A Message of Concern. And through the help and good graces of Brother Alhamdulillah Akbar and Sister Daya, and for, you know, we've been having a show for some years, 2 or 3 years now. So, alhamdulillah. So I thought I'd open up and you know, alhamdulillah, on time. So all praises be to Allah. I'll open up in prayer. Alhamdulillahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin arrahmanir rahim maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Alhamdulillah. So this is the message of concern. It's very important show because it's dealing with the concept of shirk. You know, we want to remove all images that attempt to portray divine. You know, because it's a blasphemy against Almighty God Allah, alhamdulillah. So I know we have people out there want to say something. So raise your hand and I'll bring you in. Alhamdulillah, let you speak your what you want to say. All praise be to Allah. Otherwise, all praises be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, it's kind of important that we start on time, you know, that we, you know, respect the show and start on time because people will be listening and people will be waiting some time and all praise be to Allah. So I'm going to open up 240-615. And assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Yeah, the concept of removing all images. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. Suja, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just coming here. I just try to be here on time and just waiting to open it up.
Well, I opened up in prayer. So if you want to say something, go ahead, my brother, because I always look forward to hearing what you got to say. Praise be to Allah. Lord, bye. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Akbar. I mean, Brother Shuja, I'm sorry. Brother Shuja?
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'm saying tonight is Sunday, and usually sisters, they want to take charge on Sunday. I don't want to walk over.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, bro.
Alhamdulillah. So okay. I'm going, inshallah, just be humble, and then later on, maybe I'll be able to say a few words, inshallah.
Praise be to Allah. Yeah. What we want to do out here in California is we want to create a Sister Claire Muhammad school, a brick-and-mortar school out here.
Alhamdulillah.
So it's a real school out here. we have a kind of like an online effort right now, but we want to get behind a brick and mortar and have a prayer law that, you know, he gives me the strength, and the will and the spirit to carry out this. It's something that I want to do, you know. Praise be to Allah. We need a school here. We have what we call some Islamic learning, but we need an effort that deals with the legacy, our legacy of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Sister Claire, and our struggle of our history. And it's important to impart our history and let people know where we come from, all praise to Allah. So this is one of the things that we're doing. And alhamdulillah. So, praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
I hope I'm handling this right. You know? We've got to respect the time and the effort that have already gone in into making this show a success, you know, and I'm going to step away for a moment. I'm going to step away and inshallah, I'll be right back.
Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Brother Rafi. Is Brother Rafi there? Alhamdulillah.
No, I don't see them in the queue. I don't see them in the queue.
Yeah, so, okay. Okay, good. So you would know, is anybody in the queue?
Yes. I'm gonna step away a second.
Okay. I'm doing a lot. Oh, just a minute.
Assalamu alaikum. I guess the show has already started, so I see Brother Suja is already connected here. And there's no need of me. I want to play the music, but people are already on. I guess they're ready to get on with the show. I was trying to start this computer up. Some thunder and lightning came about, and I thought it was in at first, then it went back out. So, But I mean, say he had started up, but then he would go out and let me do it because he's got a lot of things that he's doing. Start off with, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ithna Siroto Mustaqim Siroto Ladin and Amta Alehim Fairul Magdubi Alehim Wali Dorin I mean. That is, in English, I seek refuge of Allah from rejecting the enemy Shaitan. In Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord, the cherisher, sustainer of all the worlds, the most merciful, the most beneficent, master of the day of judgment in which we now live. The alone be worshipped and thine aid we seek. O Allah, please show us a straight way, whereupon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace upon, not those whose portion is not wrath, nor those who go astray. I mean, welcome, welcome, welcome once again to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. This is Sunday night, the 4th of June, and it is now 7:28 here where I am, 5:28, I guess, there in Baton Rouge, New York. I guess it will be the same time we are, 7:28 or 8:28. Anyway, the message of concern is removal of all images that portray divine from worship. Removal of all images from worship that portray divine, whether they be issues of black statues, only the color of Caucasian statues, or whatever statue color it may be. It's this image that portrays divine in places of worship, then that's our intent, is to remove it, because we hung up on the statues and not the real deal of who our Creator is. And we're trying to promote the number one focus, as we know that our Creator, we choose to call Allah, God, is the Creator, only one, of the heavens and the earth and all in between, the Creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And we know, as you studied, that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the seal of the prophet. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam means, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the seal of the prophets. We want to try it our best to steer our children in the right way and not to worship images. Number one, not to worship images, but read, study, and think. We don't need idols and images to worship. No one has ever seen God, the Creator. Jesus didn't say that he was God. They put that on him. They named him God. Okay. The program, Message of Concern, is sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School. STEM, T-E-M, STEM School. S is for science. T is for technology. E is for engineering. M is for math. And as I always say or feel, it was my input, that to me, it describes Islam, the religion of Islam, the religion of peace, and the religion of all systems of knowledge, education, and all that we get from studying our holy book, the Holy Quran, with the engineering and the math, in science. So that's self-explanatory if we just think about it. And we are a thinking people, because we know that thinking benefits the thinker. So it would behoove all of us to think before we speak or act. And also, Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad from Los Angeles is a sponsor. That's and they'll be helping to promote this and get this into fruition. It's all of our dreams, no doubt about that. All of us want that. We're just so busy doing other things and a lot of other things in addition to that until we just can't seem to focus all of our attention on just that one thing. But since we do have helpers, we have those who focus us in the same way that we are toward the STEM school and toward the image, then we should never have a problem with any of us or any coverage being lacked, you know, so because all of us are in this together and we help each other. We don't call on one all the time. We don't expect for just the one to be the one to always handling it. You know, this is a unified effort. This is a unity thing. You know, that deters a lot of people and some minds, I won't say a lot of people, but different individuals start thinking different, you know, and they're very enthusiastic when it comes to it at first, and they start off gung-ho, and then as it, to go into it for the long haul, it's when we get burnt out, you know, and we don't get that unity that we had when we first started, and we don't get that input from those who said that they're interested in down with us when we first start this, you know, these things. And sometimes that can turn another person away or make them feel as if, well, I got to do it by myself. And other things I have to do as well. I might as well just, you know, we don't want to be a dropout. you don't want to be a dropout, but sometimes that's what happens. And you start depending too much on that one to just do it all the time. And then some others are not willing to do their part. We're all in this together. And the same happens with businesses. Same thing happens with businesses. So what we want to do is learn how just to hang in there as long as we can. I know it's been almost 4 years now since this program has been on. And I've been the number one for most of it, with the exception of Sister Quran. She was in it for a while. She had other obligations. She had her grandchildren and all, and they would be participating. But then after that, about 3 months maybe, before it's and not bragging and not taking all the credit, but just telling it like it is. I mean, it is what it is. And after a while, you know, you get kind of a burnout where you don't seem to get help that you would need to help carry you on, you know. You have sickness, ailments, and you have to be treated for as far as a doctor and all, because, yes, we're all getting up there in the age group, and sometimes our mental faculties are not functioning as they used to, and sometimes our patients even may give out a little quicker, you know. So we just have to try and hang in there and just know that Allah will reward us. We're not looking for any rewards from anybody here on this earth. You know, we're looking for the one who told us we would get our reward. So that's what makes us and helps us. It's such a fuss just to hold on, just to, like the old person say, run on and see what the end's going to be. You know, we don't want to give up on it. When we can do it, we try and do that. We try and do that, but we don't want to be feeling totally responsible when we have others who are just as responsible. This is responsibility for all of us, not just for a few. So, and we're not complaining. Just have to bring it up every now and then, because after a while we get kind of inconsiderate. you know, we get kind of inconsiderate and we get kind of hesitant and wondering, you know, what's really going on, you know, am I just out here on the limb by myself or just what? Anyway, I used to use my book, and I think since I stopped using it, it was always so much reading that we used to do. Sister Sharifa, myself, and others too, who choose to want to read. Not going to leave anybody out. So I just misplaced my book. I've cleaned off this table so many times and put things places, and I just have to relocate them again. And if I don't start looking for them before I get on, that's out. That's just out. So I'm going to, if Sister Sharifa is on, then I would ask her, or Brother Muhammad would ask her if she feels like reading anything, or does she have any type of article that she would like to talk about or read to bring us up to date on some latest things. And I still don't get a copy of that, because that would be good to have the percentage of the children, African-American children with education. Sister, Sister Isla in Florida. Yes, when she was on Sister Neophia and her husband, Brother Furkan, was on when they on their show, and they were talking about it. Oh, the children and the percentage wise of education, something like that. And I said I was going to call her and ask her to please send me a copy of that, or give me the reference of where she got the information from, and I can look it up and get a copy of it myself, you know. But I didn't run across that yet. Now I didn't get the information where she got it from when she first started talking about it. And I do have yet to call her and ask her where she got that information from. And we would like to have her on the show, too. See if she can come on, because she's working with the children of Sister Clara Muhammad School there in Florida. And she's doing a good job. You know, she has her plays and movies and entertainment, and she has guests and all that. So she's working very diligently with that master down there, one of the masters down there in Florida. Very diligently she's working with them and the children. And that's a plus. So I got to get her on here. And if anybody else has anything to say while we're on, and since we are on, it is already 7:41. If you have anything to say, then just push 1 on your phone receiver, and we will open your mic and bring you into the queue, and you can speak on it. If you have anything, any input, or any current events, or anything that you feel we should know that we have not discussed already, we know we do extensively speak on the image when the brothers come on, but we haven't done too much lately with the children, so we would like to, if we can, get something started back up with the children. That would be a blessing. Mm-hmm. So just raise your hand. Okay, this looks like maybe Sister Sharifa got on to Brother Muhammad. So we're going to open it up. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Sharifa, Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. You can come in.
Oh, yeah, right. I was on mute.
You was on mute. Oh,
that's
what
I'm waiting.
Lega Marshall now, Rock Machala Barakatu. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good.
That is really
good. She'll be on a little bit later.
She'll be on a little bit later
right.
to do some reading for us. She got some reading for us, so she'll just be on and okay. That's good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's probably going to read something.
Okay.
Probably going to read something.
Okay. That would be good.
So I want to ask you, did you go to any, you just mentioned the children.
Uh-huh.
Were you able to go to the graduations?
None of the graduations. None of the graduations.
Huh?
None of them.
Oh,
because
no?
In the first place, no, because it was my birthday, it was the 28th of May. And we left here. To go there in Nashville, out of Atlanta.
Oh, Nashville.
In Nashville. My hometown, yeah, my home, Nashville, Tennessee. And we were down there
mm-hmm.
for the weekend. They gave me a surprise birthday gathering that I was really not aware of. I was really shocked. It really was my grandchildren and my daughter. One of my daughters, the other daughter, had to work. She's in the medical field. So she couldn't be there, but her daughter was there. And they had me a big cake, and I had relatives I hadn't seen in a while. I really did. I remember them when they were young and the husbands, and I remember when y'all were courting, first started courting,
uh-huh.
You know, and yeah, and then they had been married for a long, long time, and that's alhamdulillah, see them still together. Marriages are still together. So I was glad to see them. And that's where we were. So that's why we were not able to attend any of the graduations. Because that same morning we were leaving, Zelly called me and mentioned to me. You know, she asked me if I was going. She was talking about how the eighth graders had a nice graduation. Very nice, very good, you know. And how that particular day we were leaving, the seniors were graduating. They were having the senior graduation. Mm-hmm. And I haven't talked to her since I've been back, but I found out it was real nice. I found it was really good, too. They always seem to turn out very studious children and intelligent and knowledgeable, and they get plenty of scholarships, sometimes free scholarships for the whole 4 years that they want to go to a college according to their major, what they want to major in.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how Emel Clemens' daughter. Huh?
Yeah, full scholarship.
Yes, they have gotten full four-year scholarships for the colleges. They sure have. And I don't think it's a year to pass by they don't get a full scholarship. Some of them, two or three, they get a full scholarship. Now, any time they give a sister that was in, what was your major, in some form of education or administration or something like that, they gave her a four-year in Boston. Yeah, in Boston, Massachusetts, one of those real prevalent school colleges, universities there. Sure did, and she came out on top, of course, right here from Atlanta. They have good teachers,
mm-hmm.
and I see that they're bringing in more immigrant Muslim instructors too. We say that they always come in and try to move in and take over things, but it doesn't seem like they're trying to take over this particular educational part. It's if they're trying to come in and share and help, you know, to teach our children, and that's a blessing. We have to give that to them. That's a blessing. So far, yes. So far, that's what they're doing. That's the only thing I've heard that was the positive side. I haven't heard any negative side about it yet. And I pray that I don't, because we all have to work with this together and with the children. Their children are right there in the Claire Mommy School, just like ours. So they've been taught the same thing. And that's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. You were saying something about Imam Pleman's daughter?
Imam Pleman's daughter, yes, the one that's a magistrate of a court something here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a judge. She's a judge, yeah, here in Atlanta. Yeah, that's how education through a scholarship as well when she was going to Sister Clara Muhammad's, and they did have an alumni gathering too during this graduation time here.
All right, well, okay, Serena, she's not ready, almost ready.
She can take her time now. Nobody's rushing her. She can take her time. Yes, indeed. Just glad to be able to have somebody to come in and participate, you know, something worthwhile participating. We don't have to keep repeating the same things over and over and over. We want to something new or bring out some important point.
Okay, I just called and stepped in for a few minutes. She's almost on now.
Okay, then. Oh, she's trying to get out here. I hear she's trying to get out here. Mm-hmm. So she's got her phone on now. And turn it down.
She's in the host room now.
Both y'all in the same room.
So I'm gonna get off the phone now.
Okay, Brother Muhammad.
Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Well, ain't much now, Rock Much a lot better. I said, just give me a little time, be a little patient. We haven't forgotten about my order and what I said.
Right.
Take time to lift it up.
All right.
And all three of us. Okay, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Okay. Is this Sharifa? Wait a minute, no. This is Sharifa right here. That's Sister Kwan right there. I'm looking for Sharifa.
Wow, Rinko Masalam. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
I have an article I would like to read if it hasn't already been read. And it's in the Muslim Journal issue May 13 through 19. And it's on page 11, the education page. And the title is Especially for Children and Young Adults, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Parents' Day. Has that one been read?
Okay, let me get this right here. Okay, you said page 11. Page 11, right?
Right.
Okay.
Issue May 13 through 19.
I have that.
Okay.
And which one are you talking about? Especially children? Especially
right.
For children and youth adults? Okay. Mother's Day, Father's
right.
Day,
has that
parents
been read?
Okay. No, it has not.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. 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 So it's by Amatuba Omrani.
Mm-hmm.
Masters in Social Work, MSW Contributing Writer. And it reads, every year, from the beginning of May through Father's Day, we hear some men complain or even express jealousy over how mothers are honored on Father's Day. We hear mothers being honored as the mama and the daddy. Both of these reflect unhealthy thinking. Biologically, in the human family, there is no mother without father, or vice versa. Allah, in the natural order, gave a greater burden and responsibility to the woman in caring and bringing new human life into the world. Mothers may find certain aspects of this appealing and desirable. But other aspects can be inconvenient, uncomfortable, painful, dangerous, and scary. Standing with her, carrying the big responsibility of the overall care of mother and child by lending support and help with protection and provisions during these vulnerable times is father. Know that Allah has elevated the mother in the family and society, along with her extra responsibilities and sacrifices. It is reported in Hadith that when questioned, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, advised to provide to your mother three times good companionship, good company, fine treatment, as variously translated. We know that most U.S. holidays are mainly for making money, but we as citizens participate in the good. If you give your mother three times the attention and gifts as your father, it's all right. But if you do, don't forget your dad on his day. Get assistance from a responsible adult to try to not be ripped off if you are spending money. No matter how good your mother is and how absent your father is, don't give her a Father's Day gift or card. You are sending the wrong message, and I'm turning to page 22. You are sending the wrong message to your own mind. You appreciate her being the best parent, but she cannot be a father. A mother cannot be a father, and a father cannot be a mother. But they may be able to provide a portion of what the absent parent cannot. If you have parents or caregivers who are not biological, they deserve credit. But you are forever tied genetically to biological parents and relatives. It is obvious that most children now do not grow up with their mother and father, some not ever, and some for various periods of time. Regardless, they should know what the best pattern is to strive for, even if they have not experienced it. Single-parent households are missing the ability to grow from ongoing, committed, close adult male-female relationships. What value there is in seeing conflicts resolved and compromise in action, seeing how plans are made and carried out, seeing their own parents laughing and praying and planning together. Learn what is model and make your commitment to do better than your own parents. A small amount or much improvement as needed. Out of respect, you won't correct your parents or other adults in your life, but you can correct wrongs in your heart. You do have a right to love your parents, no matter how horrible they may seem to each other or to others. You can find a way to dislike and to not justify wrong actions while keeping the love. This may take practice or even the help of a qualified person. Comments, welcome. Email to whole, whole.solutions at gmail.com or call 414-502-4456. That's 414-502-4456. Additional information on holistic mental health can be found on www.facebook.com/whole.mh. And that's the end of the article. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Maybe see it on me, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Daya.
Yeah, you know what? I had it off of mute, and I thought, and when I pushed it, I thought I was pushing it off, but I already had it off. Oh, my. Cause while you were reading. Yeah, while you were reading, I had put it on mute, you know, so nothing would disturb your reading. Yeah, nothing would disturb, but I could hear you, you know, but nothing would disturb your reading. So, and I thought I had took it off. And I was just, when I started talking about a whole lot of stuff, I've already said that, yes, on the 18th of this month is Father's Day. So the brothers will have their day, the 18th of June.
Yeah.
And that's on a Sunday, alhamdulillah. And then that next day, Monday, on the 19th, will be Juneteenth. So,
I'm talking. They usually back-to-back, right.
Yes, yes. And I hear them talking about all the things that are going to take place on Juneteenth and how the brothers are going to do on Mother's Day, especially Atlanta Mass Year. They always do that. I was just speaking of a brother. There used to be, named Brother Ramadan. He used to be a day of Umi Noon. Every Mother's Day, he would give all the mothers roses, and he would have a dinner for the sisters, and the brothers would serve the sisters dinner.
Oh, that's
Yes, but Allah called him back. That was in Atlanta.
I have visited there once. I've only been to Atlanta once. That was a long time ago in 2009.
Is that right?
Yeah, my sister used to live there. Yeah. Sister Zelly, we went to Masjid Manoon, right? I enjoyed it, alhamdulillah.
Yeah, that's where I go, too. That's my home masjid as well. Me and my husband, Masjid Manoon. Imam Furqan Muhammad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, alhamdulillah.
Allah.
And what was the brother's name who you said that used to provide the
Brother Ramadan. Yeah, Brother Ramadan.
Brother Ramadan. Oh, okay.
He used to always do that for the sisters. He used to always do that for
was
the sisters.
Kind
at Al-Mu'minun. At Al-Mu'minun, yes, it was very kind of him.
Wow.
I mean, he's from he's from what they used to call First Resurrection, too. He's way back.
Oh, okay. From the first, okay. Alhamdulillah.
From the first, yeah, but he passed on, yeah. Allah called him back. So we don't have it anymore, and we miss it, too. We used to have also what we used to call a group called the Voice of Mothers that we used to give a little, give information on the females in the Quran, the recognitions, you know, important women in their lives. Mm-hmm. They would be a part of it. Then we would eat. I think Atlanta last year too. They on Father's Day is the brother. I forget that brother's, what was that brother's name. Abubakar, I think his name was. What did Abubakar say? Used to do things for the brothers on Father's Day over to Atlanta last year.
No, that was kind of. I visited it there too. Okay, that's when the man Poonam was.
Yeah.
Resident man when I visited there.
Okay, okay. Yeah, we got the young brother Mem
Poonam. Oh, okay. He's currently there now. Mem Poonam.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. He was one amongst them. One amongst the young brothers that went to, now I had it on the tip of my tongue, and now I'm just went over to study.
There
you go, when the imam. Yes. Syria?
Malaysia?
Not Malaysia.
Okay.
Ooh, where did they go to?
And
there was a lot of them.
Okay.
And yeah, it might have been. I was going to say basket. Anyway, I think it was before we hang up. It might have been somebody with cinema all right, too. The sister, too. And the two of my men, his wife over there. She went over there, too. She was amongst the ones that brother met. Muhammad had paid for, you know, to take that trip to Syria to study.
Allahu Akbar. Oh,
along with young brother Imam Sabri. Remember brother Imam Sabri? Yeah, he was amongst them too. He was the imam over to Atlanta Masjid at first. And then you probably knew his father too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From New Jersey up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, my husband said he knew him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I remember him too. He used to be on post. Yeah, then he went on to Chicago, where he moved to Atlanta, but then he went on to Chicago also to help be a security for Imam W.D. Muhammad.
Oh, okay.
Yes, alhamdulillah. And brother, Akbar, what's his name? That was Akbar. What's his name? That was over the institution part of the reentry program. Sabri, yeah, AKA AJ Sabri. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah, he was from Atlanta last year, too.
Oh, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I came.
Well, a lot
he helped me to get. A lot of people come from there. A lot of people who help in the communities, you know. And they were really, he helped me to get my papers and all of my documents and things together when I had the reentry house. And passed it by the parole board. I'm still certified by. Still certified through Partner Parole Board of Atlanta, you know, of Georgia here. I am. I'm trying to look for a location. I'm looking for a location now for women. Because before I was renting, you know, I was leasing, the house for the men to stay in. And it was pretty good. The state paid for them. It was real nice. So I'm working on now trying
You've
to get
been
my sisters.
You've been a hired worker in the community, too.
Listen, you know, alhamdulillah. I don't talk about it. I just know who I'll receive my reward from, and I'm glad that I could do something now, but could just do something for the children. And I'm not burnt out. I'm just thinking, you know, just really thinking, because I don't want it to fail, and I don't want it to be missing anything. I don't leave no stones unturned when it's gotten together and everything. I want it to be. I want to be right. Allah knows I do.
Sure Allah blesses you to be successful because of the fact you want it to be right. You sound very sincere and dedicated.
Yes, I feel it coming, though. I feel it. I do. I feel it. That's
Allah
keeps keeping me going. I said, why don't you go to bed? Don't you ever see it as a shame? Somebody got a soft bed to get into, and you sit up in the dining room with the table. That's when I do my best thinking. That's when I do my best thinking. Night when it's quiet, I don't have to be disturbed. You know,
that's a good time.
I don't be disturbing nobody. So hey, the angels are closer. Yeah, I'm up there at 3 o'clock. Right there, 3 o'clock. Yeah. I'm doing a lot. I may be silent, but I'm not motionless. I'm not emotionless. I'm still kind of hanging.
Wow.
Yeah, brother, Hanin act like you wanted to fire me tonight.
Oh, you know what?
He asked me, "Did you burn out?" It gives you a burnout, and I get you tired. Yeah, I can understand after all this has been 3 years. I can understand, and I got a lot of things to do myself. I guess you're going to say, yeah, I'm not. I said, nope, I'm not.
Well,
I may come some, but I won't be there. It's not that I'm not going to come at all, inshallah. And I just pray that, I get some patience and some perseverance and prayers from others that, bless me to be able to hang in there. I'm another day older, and I can't say I'm deeper in debt, Remember that song, Saint Peter, Don't You Call, because I can't go.
Oh.
Another day older, May the 28th, and I'm getting on the, but I don't feel like it. I don't feel like I'm almost 80. I'm 79, and one of these old bones in this knee, and I can move about quickly and swiftly. I used to say, "Move out smaller before you get kicked out swiftly." remember in the day? Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
I'm a proud Muslim.
I can't say I didn't step out once, but a lot of reeled me right on back in. Alhamdulillah, what do you think you doing? Let me snatch your neck back to your attention.
Allahu Akbar.
I wasn't bothering anybody, wasn't harming anybody but myself. No drugs or whatever, no street person. Alcohol sometimes, have a person acting all crazy and stuff, and it's similar. A habit is a habit is a habit. Like, now I'm eating too much. Now I'm eating too much. That's a habit, too. So you have to just think about yourself and still try to hang in there. I can't eat too much now. I have to stop that. Allah is so merciful.
Yeah.
Allah is so merciful. Yes. Okay. Anybody else have anything else? Before I go out of the queue, how much I enjoyed
visiting the Atlanta school, Sister Claire Muhammad School, when I was there in 2009. And I was very impressed. Allahu Akbar.
Mm-hmm.
Of their program. Oh, wow. And curriculum, mm-hmm. and the discipline of the children. Oh, Allahu Akbar. And perhaps Sister Zoe will come on sometime soon to talk about the graduations this year, because she
attended both of them.
I'll leave out of the queue. So do I just press one now?
Yes, ma'am, you can. Just press one.
Okay.
And if anybody else can, and thank you so much for reading that article for us. I appreciate you, sister.
It was a blessing. Alhamdulillah. I'll say after I'm listening, and I'll go out of the queue, but I'll still be listening. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullahi barakatuh. Okay, if anybody else has anything to say or would like to say anything or mention any current events or up-to-date children activities or benefits, press 1 on your phone receiver, and it'll bring you into the queue, and you can voice. I saw somebody's hand up just now, but it went back down. Okay. Well, that's that one.
It won't let me out of the queue, Sister Dahlia.
Well, I'll just know that you don't want to be called on anymore, that you're done, and I won't call on you anymore. Just if you have something that you want to say. Just if you have something you want to say, then just, you know, just chime in and contribute.
Okay.
If not, then, you know, yeah, I'll remember that you don't, you've said what you had to say. You've read for us,
okay.
And I appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. I'm trying to find some niggas. And I'm going to get to Sister Isla, though, and get those percentages of what she was talking about as far as children's health and education and all. I think she was talking to the imam in, I keep wanting to say Arkansas, but I want to keep my, what's the brother's name? Bia. She was talking to, I think she was talking to Bia that day. Brother Biyah that day, and talking about the children. I'm talking about Sister Isla now. He was, Brother Biyah was on Brother Furkan and Sister Neophia's program that they have. He was a presenter that day, and he brought up those percentages. And I was going to call Sister Isla and ask her if she could please give me the reference or send me a copy of what she has. But okay. We don't want to forget about Father's Day that's coming up, like I mentioned, on the 18th of June, Father's Day. So brothers, don't get upset because the sisters because the sisters were mentioned, and we had a what do you say? We had a ball too. We had a group time. Yeah, it was good. They couldn't dance like I used to, but I was listening, dancing in my seat. Okay, Father's Day, Parents' Day. Okay, let me get this. It says, especially for children and young adults, Mother's Day. Okay, she read that one. Sorry. If anybody, come on. Didn't I see Karajian up? If she wants to say anything, feel free, Karan. That's the hand that I saw. I thought that was up. The one back. Reneged on me. Okay. What is this over here that just popped up on my screen? Instagram. I don't even deal with that. Why is that coming up on my screen? I'm going to log in. I'm not even on Instagram that I know of. What is this? Come on, here, push Instagram. Okay, Karan, I got you. I got you back on here. And you can speak when you get ready. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, yeah, that's brother. Brother Suja. Is that Brother Suja? Well.
Assalamu alaikum.
Brother Suja. Alaikum assalam. You push your head for the mic?
My wife was saying assalamu alaikum. I don't think you have a mute on. I think you got a mute on.
Did you? And Uh oh, little baby. Oh. You scared of that cat? You don't want to be about no cat.
She babysitting.
I bet she's running. I bet the baby is afraid of the cat, right?
No, that boy ain't afraid of nothing.
Oh, okay. I don't know what happened to my screen. I don't know what happened to my screen. They just cheated me out of a part of my screen. And let me see.
Yeah, but she had been saying, I said, I'm a Lincoln. I mean, she out in the backyard, and I can hear her out in the backyard. Saying, I said, I'm a Lincoln. We can't be in the same.
Gone.
You can't be in the same room.
Right. Having my screen is gone and Instagram popped up here. I'm not on Instagram. I don't know why this is doing this.
I don't know.
After my screen is gone. Now I got to try to get my whole screen back on here. Because I don't have anybody but you know, I can say
a few words while you're doing that.
Okay, I appreciate it. I
got a little something with Allah's name. Most gracious, most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I just like to just read something, you know, and praise be to Allah.
Good.
And
good.
Sort of elaborate on this a little bit. And it's dealing with joining us in creating our own incorporation, the halal industry. Join us in creating the halal industry. You know, that's what we're already talking about. It's something that we're already doing. But just to see somebody else is doing it is a blessing. We think that's
right.
A blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to read a little bit of what he says. And he started off, he said, others are not teaching us. Instead, they are learning from us. Now, that's a fact, ain't it?
That's right.
They're not teaching us, but they're learning from us.
Mm-hmm.
They are following a pattern that allows them success in America. And I have seen many people on television and in different areas, you know, where I see that they're acting like Muslims. Some of them even dress like Muslims.
Right.
You know. And they got a pattern on how they do it. There's an actor, he died now. He's a dark-skinned brother. He'd be real clean and clean cut and everything. And when he walks like a FOI. Slender.
Really?
I can't remember his name, but he looks like a FOI, you know. So they develop our pattern. And they said that pattern is taught to them by learning about us and from us. We don't know that we are teaching. See, a whole lot of time, you know, people be doing things that we doing and picked it up and imitating it, and we don't realize that we the one passing it on to them.
Yeah, and they get the credit for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just praise be to Allah. I say that we don't realize that we are giving. We don't know that we are teaching them because we are not giving them direct talk, you know, our conversation.
Right.
But we teach them indirect.
That's right.
Our people are
provide us a wealth for everyone that comes here to America directly, and no doubt we provide enough wealth that their countries are also recipient of wealth from us, one way or the other. I remember when I was in Aruba, and this young black brother had got together a tape, and he sounded like a rapper here in America. And he wanted to take the tape over here in America. You know, this was in Aruba. I was in Aruba. Uh-huh. And he wanted to come to America, you know. And he wanted me to hear the tape. I listened to the tape. Just like he learned how to rap from us.
I'm telling you, they do. That's what they do.
So we are producers one way or the other, whether we see it or not.
Right, right. Indirectly or directly.
A lot of those generous has given us halal. Now, this is sure enough true. I got a whole letter here that the imam wrote to the imam. But the imam made a presentation, excuse me, to the imam, mm-hmm. you know, and it's about halal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother is saying Allah, the most generous, has given us halal to build our economy base,
uh-huh.
our wealth and our legacy to be passed on to the generation coming behind us.
Mm-hmm.
See, the people is ready for this because Polk is killing the people.
Yeah.
And they saying that Polk had something to do with this virus.
Probably
that's,
so.
That's what
they
got.
They feed them anything. They feed them anything.
Yeah.
They hawks.
Yeah, a hog eat anything, you know.
That's right.
But they're saying that Polk has, and they closed down some factories that does Polk, you know, here in America.
Really?
Because
uh-huh.
of the virus. Yeah. He said our individual business are necessary to empower the African American community from the businesses within the community, whether they are large or small businesses.
Mm.
If it takes care of a small portion, a larger portion of the family is good business.
Sure.
The business that is big enough to take care of families is even better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are businesses that exist that are able to employ people across the country, hiring thousands of people. They are even greater to the owner and the nation.
Mm.
That's a lot of families been taken care of.
Yeah.
These businesses, whether they become businesses that make $100,000 to $900,000 per year, or they become multimillionaires, a billionaire. They're businesses
wow.
that also give strength to the people that own them. Business alone cannot build their community. You know, that was yesterday. I was looking at a sign, and it was saying Philly. It was talking about the Philly steak. And that's one of the things that we brought into existence.
That's right.
You know, out of Chicago and Philadelphia, we had businesses.
Yeah.
Muslim brothers had Philly steak, was doing it in Chicago, Philadelphia, and
New Jersey too.
And New Jersey. That's what I was kind of thinking. New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
It was doing it in New Jersey. You
yeah.
see. So the Chinese, Japanese, and the Korean, they picked up our business, and the Mexican, they picked up our business.
They sure
did. And we schooling them. We teach some of them is trying to pick up the bean pie.
Yes, they are.
So I'm just saying, yeah, it's moving. you know, what we are doing. And I think the reason that we don't have control over it is because of the financial thing.
Yeah.
Of being able to start off. Well, it's not so much the finance thing. We got finance, but we don't work with each other. We don't spend with each other.
That's number one. That's number
we don't spend
one.
Each other. If the peoples, if our Muslim brothers and sisters spend with the mm-hmm. Muslims that's in business, then it won't be the financial thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but. We lose our power when we don't support each other. That's how we lose our power.
Yes, we do.
You know, and
people don't believe it.
Yeah, and other people's pick up our idea, and but they got support
already and money
and already got support and things. That's right, and money. They got both of them. You know.
Yeah.
So they already got power. We're trying
mm-hmm.
to get power, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason we don't know that yet. And I think it's slowly gonna come to us. The realization is gonna come to us. It's gonna hit us, and it's gonna show that we're gonna have to learn to. Support each other. Some of us are supporting each other, but not enough.
Not enough.
Back
right.
You see,
we don't even have no incentive. We don't even have no incentive to help each other. Seem like we used to be willing to sacrifice and put in. You know, like that amount of money we were putting in, like for dues. Like they pay dues. Let them pay dues to build up a bank. In the within their business, you know, some kind of money that you expect to have already in the bank in the kitty.
Yeah.
We have been influenced some kind of way. We've been kept divided some kind of way.
We don't trust each other, Suja. We don't trust each other. That's one of the things
that's. Trick that Shaitan is using by keeping that distrust in there and keeping that suspicion going. So as long as we got things like that going, you know, it's gonna take a while for us to even think about having power. Because if we don't realize that's killing our power. Our distrust in each other is killing our power. You know,
you sure
so alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we thank Allah for this opportunity. I just want to say a few words, and I pray that Allah bless something that we said. You got in the question. I mean, we'd be more than glad to answer the question. You got a statement.
Mm-hmm.
That's point one, and come in on the queue, and we bring you right on in. Came to your feet, going to leave your feet.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much, Brother Suja. Well taken, you know, and important pointers were made, and emphasis was on our main key, and that is trust and trusting each other and not being suspicious and being positive. You know, just like we say, you know, I was talking about this evening, you know, the saying goes, tie your camel and you trust Allah. Because you tie your camel, and you trust Allah, when you come back, that camel will still be tied there and not, you know, somebody else done untied and it doesn't run away or somebody used it or whatever. Just tie your camel.
Yeah.
You know, untie your camel, meaning get your own self or your own household in the correct order the way it's supposed to be so you can be able to sacrifice You know,
yeah.
If your own home is not up to par the way it's supposed to be, and you don't have that unity there, you know, with trust in each other there, then it's going to show, and it's going to do the same thing. It's going to be like a boomerang. It's going to pass right on down through your business, through the community, through whatever. That's what you have to offer. Yeah. Nothing but a boomerang, which is nothing, a standstill, you know.
Right.
And we start there, everybody start thinking about themselves. It's like they used to say, every man for himself and God for us all. You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? They used to have in the old days. But, you know,
yeah.
we have to be for each other. We say we want for our brother and our sister,
yeah.
but we want for ourselves. Well, then prove it. You know, show
yeah,
it.
And we shouldn't go over our head.
No, we don't go over our head.
It's just like drowning. It's just like you're gonna die.
Yeah.
I don't know
what
person in a situation where they're drowning. It's a bad feeling.
You don't know how you're gonna get up there.
You
ain't gonna be saved. Yeah.
You think you ain't gonna be saved? You think this is it?
And
you'll do some things that you won't normally do.
Right.
You know, so that's something you got to be cautious about also, you know,
yeah.
going into
yeah.
and going over our head. It's real.
And it shows too, because God knows how I like clothes. Oh, I like clothes, shoes and outfits to match and everything, but I can't do that no more. You know, I can't do that. How am I going to save any money for every time I turn around? I'm going to try. So somebody, who this other? My daughter told me when I went down to Tennessee, Mom, you've been having that outfit for years. I said, I'm going to keep it for some more years, too, as long as the Lord blesses me with it, because I cannot right now afford to buy something else, and this looks just like the style they're wearing now. So I'm not even worried about it.
Yeah.
Even worried about it, you know. And that's the way it is, because I love clothes. Love clothes and shoes and match and all that kind of stuff. But and didn't care how much money I paid for it either. But I can't do that no more.
It's just like Superman was sitting at the bar and he needed a shave. And the lady said, "Save me, Superman, save me. Save me." Superman looked at her. He said, "I don't do that no more."
I would call somebody, but I don't think I should do that. That may not be too
right.
I'm going to call them and ask them if they'll let us know how it was at the graduation.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Am I bothering you at the wrong time?
No, ma'am. I you know how you have to do with these phones now, because I couldn't see your name, and I'm taking a breath because I didn't see Daya or nothing, because this phone right now, the one I have where I usually see a person's name, I couldn't see it. So I was listening, and you got quiet on me. I said, okay, now who is this then? I said, may I help you? And you didn't say anything. Then I say no. Sometimes when I do that, I just say no, so let them know, you ain't going to be calling
well,
me for no foolishness.
I'm glad you didn't hang up.
Okay.
Do you hear me, Suja?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Suja, can you hear me? Okay, hold
yes,
on,
ma'am.
Sister Zelly. Sister Zelly is on the line. And
okay.
Sister Zelly, we're on the Blog Talk Radio show. Alhamdulillah, we got you, or you're not refusing us.
I appreciate that. That's what friends are for.
Okay, Sister Diane, what is this? I saw your husband at the master. Okay, yeah, we are friends. Alhamdulillah.
Can you tell us how the graduation went? The one that you had called me about and told me don't forget it, and I was up getting ready to go out of town.
Oh, the one at the Muslim school that had the
seniors. Yeah, we won't know how both of them went there, but the one, yeah, both of them, the eighth graders and then the seniors.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, the first one we went to was the eighth grade graduation. They had five students, and I had, I pray Allah, I actually had this, what they talked about, bismillah. But these young people, Shahad, what was the title for the eighth grade students?
It was with our record.
Talking about revolution.
Yeah, revolution. That's it, sister. Revolution was the topic.
Okay.
And with that, I'm gonna find the paperwork with help of Allah. They talked about revolution, and so with that, they were letting us know. One of the things were they talked about mental illness, education.
Oh, wow.
And, bismillah, I got this paperwork here.
Mental illness is important.
Yes, it's no joke. It's serious.
That's top of the list now. They tried to hold the money back for them, but they couldn't do it. They had to bring their money on out and help the mental illness.
Education, mental illness. Shahad, can you think through it with me? Because they want us to help us with the child life. It was five things, but inshallah, if I find a paper, I'll go back to it and tell you. And then, bismillah, with that, they had so many. It was only five students. Only five students. But you know what? That gym was full.
That's good.
And people come out, because I know I do. Every time I have a graduation, I'm going to be at these graduations. So we were there to represent them, and it was just so beautiful how they represent at the school. And I'm saying that to say, hold on, I got the paper right here, hold on.
Where was the graduation at?
Sister Muhammad, up to the gym.
Okay, here it is. This is the high school. This is the eighth grade. Hold on, let me go to the eighth grade. I got both of my Ziploc bags.
Okay.
Okay, it says, the theme once again was revolution. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Revolution, return to humanity. That's commencement address. Okay, the first one was, it says, but ignorance, suffering in silence, that's the one reference, mental illness. Divided yet dependent. And they talk about the paradox of humanity. You see what type of, these children in the eighth grade, can you listen
see
to
that? Can you imagine them fill their little heads with that so they can be educated and know about it?
Yes, ma'am. And then this
that's
one
a benefit.
Is, and this one, it has something to do with education. And the main address the sister talked about was overcoming discrimination.
See there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So with that, let's see, they gave awards. Each one got different awards. These children, everybody goes, they're in eighth grade, so they go to the next level. But I'm saying that to say that was the topics, okay? So
okay.
Bakira, Halima, the other family members, they work with the school. And Khalil, you know what? I'm serious, sister. And Brother Shuja, I have to give it to this brother, Khalil. The way he walks, it's so beautiful. The way he carries himself around, and he is just such a really dedicated Muslim brother. He is so studious. He wears his nice suits. He don't act like nothing fazes him. And he's so respectful.
Calm, cool, and collective, ain't
you? Yes, ma'am. And he's respectful. Everything is done in the best manner. So I have to say that about that brother.
Yeah.
And that's the principal of the school. Okay, so now going to the high school. Along with Acre, I'm going to say this, the best example, this is that spoke about Quran, that's how they started off. Best example of Quran, chapter 17, verse 23. And they say, respectful, helpful, generous, humble, and speak kindly. That was their way of presenting themselves as eighth grade students. So, yep. I'm now going to the 12th grade. You got your grandchildren over there, Sister Daya?
No, that's Sister Garan. Got a, his baby sitting down there in the bedroom.
You know, I hear them babies. Lord have mercy.
That's okay. The same thing I said, Jenna, when I got old. I heard that. I said, oh, baby.
Okay, here is the commencement address for the 12th grade, and that was, seek balance within and without.
Okay.
Balance, okay? You
balance.
Know, Mom always,
right.
I love talking about balance. It has to do with your mental being, everything.
Yes.
Plus, we have well,
the Quran gives us, give
okay,
us balance. Says, the
yep.
Book of balance.
I'm getting ready to go to the Quran now, because Imam emphasized it, but the Quran is the one that gives us.
That's
thus have we made you an Ummah justly balanced. Quran 2, chapter 143. Okay, then that address, they reference life and afterlife, youth and old age, my life, self-esteem, emotions, independence, depression, wealth and poverty, environment, and GZ, and I'm serious, I don't remember what that was about, responsibility and journey. And at the end, the sister did balance here and abroad. Now, each one of these, what I was referencing were topics by all 12, each one of these were topics by all 12 of these students.
Wow.
Sister, these young people, they stand up there, and I mean, they might have stop maybe 1 minute, like I'm sitting back to say, okay, I better think a little bit more, and then they go on with it. They don't have no papers, never.
See?
No paper.
El prompto. Call that el prompto. Well, you can
yes,
be
ma'am.
Asked to speak on something you can speak on without having a paper. El prompto.
Right in your mind, from your mind, strictly
right
from
your
mind.
The Lord bless you.
Yes, ma'am. It was so beautiful. Yes, ma'am. And once again, now that graduation. That room was full to capacity, including the bleachers.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, these people in Georgia, they really come in and support the believers. I mean, all these children are born, you know, this was just 12 children, but the place was packed. So,
that's
yes, ma'am, it was really, really beautiful. So that's
I can believe
much.
It. Mm-hmm. I think it's always beautiful, always. How many of them won certificates? Did they announce at this time? To go to college?
All of them got scholarships, every one of them.
Scholarships, that's what I mean,
yes,
scholarships.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
They got a certificate to the eighth grade, but they all got scholarships.
All got scholarships, the
mm-hmm.
seniors all got
yes,
scholarships.
Ma'am.
Did anybody get any four-year scholarships?
I'm looking at it now. It says all graduates, and they talk about the different types of graduates, recognition they got. Let's start with this brother. Okay. Given to graduate to the associate of Imam Wardeen Muhammad. This is what they spoke about, their achievements and things they did while they were attending the school. Okay, amount of their scholarship. This is the, you know, they spoke of three different persons giving funds for it. They don't say, I'm just trying, I don't see where they got, which school they were getting scholarships to, but I definitely know each one of them got scholarships, that's for sure.
Okay.
They have different ones, Al-Nisa Savings Group Scholarship, graduating senior female with the highest GPA, and her name was was Nyla Malik. And you know what the other beautiful thing is, sisters and brothers? They have people from overseas. I'm not speaking of Asians. These people from Gambia and different places like that, and they are so respectful and refined. I'm not saying we our children are not, but it's something about them because, they were raised in another country and their parents, they got them going over there too. So these children, and they tall and beautiful. I mean, one of them is so tall, you look at him, he go to a door, and he has to bend his head down. It's amazing.
Really?
Uh-huh. I mean, tall, slender.
In the high school?
Yes, ma'am. Tall, slender. Like, I know. I mean, don't have an attitude. Just so beautiful and positive. And
that's
the other
good.
Thing is, one of them was a person, Jahan and I, gone to the print shop. And we looked at him. We were giving him the greetings. And Jahan said, how you doing, brother? And he said, I'm fine. He said, did you have a graduate present? He said, yes, I did. He had one last year, too. We went over. He had a daughter and a son. And he had somebody else come over. Sister, they bringing them children to our school because they know it's the best.
Really?
Now,
was that one of the brothers, Brother Taki, the tall, dark-skinned brother?
No, he's not that dark confession, no. No. But they do have one, but he got all his hair on his head. They have one like that, yeah. But this
okay.
one is slender. But they okay. have more than one now. That's the other reality. These brothers,
yeah.
they are mm-hmm. tall.
Well, he's not that dark. No, he's not that dark, but uh-huh. Brother Taki. Yeah, Sister Bill Keith. Sister Bill Keith's son. Remember Sister Bill Keith?
No.
Son that used to live over there by Sister Betty? He told us not to ever heat up food in the microwave inside of those styrofoam containers because they cause cancer, and that's what caused her to have her cancer. And she had chemo. She passed, but she told us that before.
Well, I know you're talking about. No, I know you're talking about. Yeah, he teaches at Book Maroon sometime.
Yeah.
No,
okay, not him. Okay.
Mm-mm, no, if he goes there, I don't know him like that. But, yeah, because I didn't see him either, but it was so many people there. That place was packed. What a crowd.
That's good. Well, mm-hmm. Tell me about the Arabs. Were many of them there?
No, ma'am. You talking about, like, the Asian Arabs? No. Most of them, like, the people from Gambia and different
okay.
parts of Africa.
Okay.
No. The most of them, I think, go to that the masjid on the 14th. New brand new masjid on
14th.
Oh, the 14th for sure. No, but it's another masjid over here on Indian Creek. That one, a lot of them go there, but I don't know where they go to school. Which school they go to?
Okay.
But it's another. No, 14th is they do something entirely different. But
okay.
yes, ma'am. But it was really, really beautiful. But once
yes.
again. I just see our community growing and growing, and it's getting full. And then I've met more than one sister. They say one sister, she was driving around. Remember, you know, when you pick up the food?
Uh-huh.
And so she was driving around. At first, I thought she was going to ask a question about the food or something. She was trying. She was selling cookies for $4 a piece. They were big, big round cookies, and they were good. But she
uh-huh.
told us she was doing it as a fundraiser to pay for her son, and he's 7 years old. She said, but he will not... She said he would not leave that school. She's not going to let him leave that school until he gets out of the 12th grade because she is
That's
not going
good.
To the public school.
That is good.
How emphatic she was about that school. She said, no, I'm not.
That's
I'm
good.
Not. They, mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they're so educated. They're so, they talk so well. I went up there a couple of months, I think it was, straight there. Sister Halima asked him to come to teach him Dawah, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he had those classes up there. He said you wouldn't believe it how interested those children are.
Mm-hmm.
In the dawah and getting religion out.
Yes, ma'am. And then and when Ed was here, Brother Ed was here, and Sister
Isla. Yeah.
Thing. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we not going to be one for no one for school for children. We just got to, you know, make room for them, get the best teachers and all of that. And,
yeah,
know,
we do. Yeah,
do.
We do, Zelly.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Mumaloon got the Project Smile, but if we can never get together, they need a little school over there some kind of way. It was stopped at one time, but need to start it up if there's no more than five children in the class or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she was
know.
Over there. We went there today for the luncheon. I saw your husband today. They,
yeah,
the
okay.
That, yeah, the sister that had her son graduate.
Project Smile. Oh, the son graduated. Yeah, with the honors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
who
that,
was it,
yeah.
Who was it?
The boy, young man was, this sister said, she actually, I hadn't seen him be true, but I hadn't seen her before. She came to us after Juma Friday
okay.
and invited us to come to the luncheon. She said she was having for her son because he was getting ready to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came over and talked to us and whatever, and he said he was into biology and science. And just
oh, wow.
I mean, these young children, sister, you think, they,
yeah.
you look at me and say, what is on their mind? He had a little braids on his cap and all that. But they're showing them just as smart as they can be. It's amazing.
Yeah, with a nappy little nappy kinky hair with braids and
yeah,
and with braids and what do you call them, dreadlocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But they still be smart.
Yep, yes, ma'am. But anyway, so they had that luncheon today, and Sister Sophia, she had Sister Sophia Naeem's wife. They work with Project Smile.
Yes.
I think it might have been almost 10 children, but I don't know. I can't say nothing but just be grateful they go over there. But these little children, I don't know what their parents be putting on them, Daya. I don't know. Their clothes.
You know what I have said for the longest. These parents, and Sophia just accepts them, and they have no kind of code for dressing for those children.
No, ma'am.
Just
don't
put anything on just to get rid of them for the time that they're going to be in Project Smile.
That's
and then
it,
they go about their way and come back and get them like Sophia's a babysitter.
That's the truth. That is the sure enough truth. And when I was sitting, I told Zakiya, I said, oh, my goodness, what is this these children have on? I mean, they had all kinds of little stuff on. Somebody
yeah,
keep go outside and play with them, play in the backyard. And
yeah, have them sisters go there and drop them children off for Sophia and them to be babysitting. They'd be out with some band somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's husband, somebody's dating and all that old stuff, trying to see what they
But you know what they should have a dress
young
code. They need a
they
dress
should
code.
Have a dress code. Yes, they should.
Mm-hmm. Dress code at the school, too. That's one of the things Kathleen
What you say about? And what now?
When he's saying something,
oh, he's talking about what I couldn't be saying. They talk about everything on here when they're on there. The brothers are on here.
Oh, you talking about?
Tell me I shouldn't be saying certain things about the sisters, what the sisters be doing, all this kind of stuff. And they talk about everything when they get on the brothers, when the brothers get on here.
Okay.
The
but it's what we're saying. We're just talking about.
Yeah, we're just saying we're not talking about anybody in particular. We ain't calling no names or nothing. We're talking about the character.
And dress code.
And the dress code is talking about.
Said,
that's in the Quran. Yes, it is. We're not stepping out. We're not going out loud.
Duly loud.
Yeah,
okay,
try to correct me about
this.
Thank you, Sister Zelly. It's 5 minutes to nine now, so it's time to close anyway.
Okay.
If you haven't said anything on that, he'll come into my sister. Boy, you better leave me alone. But anyway. Anyway, Zelly. Okay. Here we go. Okay, here we go. We almost finished now. It's 5 minutes to nine.
Well,
and I certainly appreciate you letting me intrude a step into your free time for yourself and your husband, Sister Zelly. But I appreciate
good.
You mentioning to us about the school. That's what we want to know about how the graduations went and everything.
Because really
Sister Sharifa was on here. And she, you know, the one from Chicago. You know Sister Sharifa.
Oh, yeah, I sure do. Yes,
Dr.
Ma'am.
Sharifa. Yeah, she was reading.
She made that way. I knew her from Chicago. She's a
She was reading something out of the Muslim Journal, the up-to-date Muslim Journal, about the education in schools. And she always, she helps to read, yeah. And Sister Kamran, she had come on and say something. And it's moving right along. I don't want to give it up. You know, I don't want to give it up. Sometimes those things come in. Well, you know how we have our challenges, but that's all right.
Yeah.
And be like Imam W.D. Muhammad said, take your challenges and use them as opportunities.
All right.
That's exactly what I'm
saying. This thing for this year for the convention is believers working together to make a better world.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful. That's
so
the
that's
thing.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. I don't have no problem you call me. I just want to make certain I found the paperwork, which I did. I think I'm on here, right here before me. So with no problem.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And may Allah continue to bless you for sharing, Zelly, because you're always giving us little pamphlets and little booklets and things of things you think of that are important to us. That's right. When we are not around and not able to make it, you'll give us little information and stuff. And that's
so
good.
Let me say this one more thing. On the June the 10th, which is next Saturday, at the park, the beautiful park down the street from me, well, in the neighborhood, they're going to have with your 5K walk. So I'm not saying I'm doing the 5K walk. I'm not doing that. But
okay.
I am in the neighborhood. And Medina's coming from here.
Okay.
A few days. And so, inshallah, she's going to be here with me. So I don't know. She's not going to do the 5-day walk, even though she's a walker. But my point is, I just want to invite you. And you all want to come.
I appreciate it.
To the park or wherever.
I appreciate it. Okay, yeah, I got to roll down up here on the 10th. Okay.
Sister Tawanda,
she said she was coming. Yes,
yeah.
she said she was coming.
She told you, okay. Yes.
Yes.
Two tables there. Hot and cold food, so.
Uh-huh.
Y'all
yeah,
can
I
bring
to
your
be.
Little folding seat on, so you can sit down and be with her and us or whatever. So, yep, that's
oh, right. Yeah. What time will it start?
It's going to start at 8:30 in the morning, but it's going to be all day, so you all can.
Okay. Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. Zella, thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
It's good having you on our show. You haven't been on in a long time.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
When you go on, you always bring worthy information to us, and that's a blessing right there for you and for us.
Alhamdulillah. So I'm thankful that I can do whatever I can do, my dear.
I know it. I know it, Zella. I know you are. That's why I said, well, let me call Zella. I didn't. I told Brother Suja, because he was talking, you know, and I said, I'm going to do something. Nobody else, you know, wanted to say anything. And we had about an hour left or 30 minutes, something like that. I said, I know what I done with call. I'm just going to take a chance to call. I want to do it. First time I've ever done it. I don't want to intrude on nobody's privacy or anything, but I'm going to try this one because I know Zella will help me out.
Yeah. But you know what? They did also have, you know, today was the first Sunday, so I went on Mars Cares. So
did they what now?
Today was Mars Cares' first Sunday, so I went to the luncheon, I got back home. And I turned right on in. Brother Alfred, the way he sounds like he's doing, you know he had some kind of cancer. And they said,
yeah,
oh,
in Mexico.
Yep,
in Tijuana, Mexico. Oh, he's
yes,
better.
Yep. And they've been talking about how good he looks and this and that. You know,
he
does.
I thought he had it on for a while, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's doing good, thank Allah. So it was a real good program. Alhamdulillah. Okay,
that's
my
good.
Sister, Mrs. Jihad, is just call a prayer.
Okay, yes, she's signing us off anyway. Thank you, Zelly. Have a
you're
blessed
welcome.
Night, and thank you so much. May you
and
be rewarded.
Assalamu
alaikum.
I reward you, my sister. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Okay, well, Suja. Well, I guess it's time for me to sign off, though. Suja's gone. So, Akbar, since you came in here, you want to say the prayer, close the prayer for us? Huh? Come on, baby. It's time to go. I appreciate it. Are you on? You put the TV down. Okay, she gonna sign us off. Come on. Oh, you got to sign in. That's all right.
Okay.
Akbar, she's already signed us off. That ain't got nothing to do with Salat, though. This is the Blog Talk Radio show. That's why I was